fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the second day of August, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. It's a question. Do you have your night vision? Do you have your night vision? Well, you might want to look at some night vision equipment at my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. There's some great selections there from low end to high end. And make your choice. Get your night vision equipment. Remember, just about half of every day is nighttime, so it could be a matter of life and death to have some night vision equipment. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He is an archaeologist by hobby and a man about town, radio talk show host, and prolific author. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Sounds impressive. Who's this guy on your show?
Yeah. Well, he's quite the guy and very active. Do you have a new book in the works, Jim, that we might?
Well,
might
I wasn't gonna say, but you know, this having books are like having babies, I guess, in a sense. And this one, I've got quite a few on the shelf, so to speak. But there's one that is taking final form. Let's just put it that way. So I would expect within a month, and this is something that I've been putting a lot of time into because it's maybe one of the most detailed things I've ever tried to produce for the public.
Well, you've certainly done some detailed things in the past, and so we can expect to release this book possibly in September?
Maybe sooner.
All right. Yeah. Well, then we'll be looking forward to that. A lot of things going on in the world. The Ukraine's back in the news. Obviously, the Middle East is still going on. China is trying to take over the South China Sea and the South Pacific. What's on your radar this morning, Jim?
Well, just a quick comment on that. Don't want to get into politics or anything, but you know what people call the deep state. Is really a whole bunch of extremely psychologically disturbed people who've been literally, the swamp is a great name for that in Washington, but Washington is a key place in the world. And these are people that have been sucked into the Rothschild International Banking Empire works. That's all you can say about them. So it's not like people who just are greedy and have latched onto the federal government. I mean, it's much more than that. But when you look at what goes on internationally, like, they are pressing. They are absolutely going to try and cause a war with Russia. And like the sanctions, for example, came out of really absolutely nowhere. They're fabricating stories. They're fabricating stories. I mean, that's all there is to it. And you know, they put McCarthy to shame. You know, he was looking for, in fact, there was real communism entering the country with McCarthy. Now, it's all one-sided. It does not look at what the United States is doing in other countries. You know, like, oh, collusion in trying to affect our election. The United States, the CIA, let's say, who, you know, the rogue agency of the United States, let's put it that way, is affecting elections all over the planet. And a look at Comey even said in public, he said, we gave the ISP addresses of the alleged hackers to France. Well, that's really a stupid thing to say, but that's trying to affect a French election. You know, because no hacker on the planet would ever use the same IP address twice. And they don't come through, like, known servers. They bridge through servers five times if there's somebody, like, really doing something. And then you have the CIA's own work in there hacking into things. So either he's really stupid or he's throwing out this fabricated thing about trying to help France, but he was doing it to help one party in France. He was not doing it to help the French election. He was trying to help, what's his name, the guy that's president now.
Macron.
Macron. He was trying to help Macron get elected. That's what Comey was doing. See, the FBI director in the USA helping Macron get elected.
Well, that's clearly interference. It's clearly interference.
Yeah. Gee, boys and girls, let's. But anyway, the point is, they are going to try and force Russia's hand, and Putin is smart, and that's why Trump has been talking to Putin. And they can't stand it. They are absolutely livid that they don't have control of D.C. I mean, this is just like third-grade kids without the, you know, they have in their party, and they want who comes to their party, and they don't want anybody else coming to their party. That's what it's all about.
All right. All right. Well,
let me just add another thing too, that since Trump was elected, there have been over 10,000 pedophilia arrests, some of them really big, like over 500 people. And what they're doing is they're starting at the bottom up. So these people in D.C. are feeling the heat. They've already gone into Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her IT guy was arrested trying to flee the country with transferring $300,000 that was equity in a home bank loan. He wired the money to Pakistan. He was scooting. They got him at the airport. But anyway, no, House of Cards is coming down. And so that's what all the screaming is about. And the news media is in on it. The whole D.C., swamp, or Trump is starting to call it the sewer, and that's what it is. These people are dangerous, though. That's what the whole point of what I'm talking about is that these people are extremely dangerous, and when they get down to realizing that the fire is getting close to them, they're going to try and cause a war. They're going to try and Obama is going over to Korea. what the heck's he doing? He should be arrested for interfering in the U.S. government. He can't do that.
No, no, not at all.
Meeting with foreign leaders? Hey, buddy, you spent 8 years in golf. Now you're going to be president? Oh, man. It's showing the desperation of those people, and that's what's dangerous.
Yeah, well, the desperate people do desperate things, don't they, Jim?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the caged animal will lash out, hurt itself, unwittingly, just whatever it takes, because they're frantic. And so, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is got the heat on her, and everybody else is feeling it. But the snakes have gone underground; they're not visible. You know, so when you see McCain flying back 2 days after having surgery, brain surgery, and votes against repealing or even debating on Obamacare. You know, those are the key players in the deep state.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's symptomatic of a bunch of extremely sick people who've been running the country and now are not. They can't stand it.
Well, I've done a few criminal investigations in my life, and these arrests for pedophilia, when these people are being interrogated, they will give up anybody and everybody in order to get a better deal, which is going to lead them up the chain to the very top, won't it, Jim?
That's what they're doing, and that's why these people are feeling the heat. So they're doing any story. Trump's, did this. He shook somebody's. Now, if you shake a Russian's hand, you're colluding with I'm not sure exactly what. But, yeah, the stories are just beyond absurd.
They are. They are. They're baseless. There is no base in reality. There is no basis in reality for these stories.
In the maneuvering that's going on in the background is really bizarre, but it's funny because it's like a game of chess. Trump has the ability because of the way they set up the health care for the congressmen. He's going to put them on Obamacare, and they're all flipping out because. Because Congress now is going to be on Obamacare, and they can't stand it. You know, it's okay for everybody else, but they got their own little cushy health care program. And Trump is going to do away with it. So I think it's a chess game. And, it takes somebody that has that kind of vision over all these things, these intricacies of Washington, to play the game. It's something I couldn't do.
Right. Jim, let's do a segue here to talk about the solar eclipse this month. I think the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Why should people be interested in a solar eclipse, and what would they expect to see if they had the proper equipment?
Well, yeah, first of all, apparently there's a lot of glasses being sold that are not may not work, so you'd be looking at the sun and burn your eyes out. But I'll be telling, it's something I'm not going to go to on purpose. Let me just tell you that. It's going to be a zoo because it's a very, very narrow strip across the United States, and most of it goes through wasteland. I wouldn't say wasteland.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're talking about my home here, Jim.
No, I'm saying it's not wasteland. Very good. But I mean, in terms of you can't get there. It's like in the middle of fields or, there's no road. There's very few roads. If you count the total number of roads that cross this pass, it probably is under 100. Yeah, and well, so you have all these people in the middle of summer, and they're all going to go see, and they have this vision of going out and camping with 10 other people to watch the solar eclipse. And it's just going to be absolutely a zoo. So it's something I'm intentionally not going to go to. But if you want to go, I have purposefully not put anything on my webpage because there's lots of webpages that give information on what to do and what not to do and things like that. So I just don't even want to go near it as far as advising. My advice is don't go.
Okay.
Unless you got a farm in the middle of Kansas or something and it It goes right over your, you know, house. You know, good.
Right. They're at a local restaurant. I was at a local restaurant with my wife the other day, and they were selling solar eclipse glasses for $1.50.
Uh-huh.
I didn't look at them, but so I don't know what they were. Well, I have no desire to see the solar eclipse myself, but I know it's a big deal. I was at the Chiefs meeting a few weeks ago, and every motel room in my area has been sold out weeks in advance.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal in our neighborhood. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's great. But here's the other thing. Scientifically, this would be an opportunity, and you don't hear NASA even talking about this. Now, amateurs today have telescopes that exceed what Eddington had in, like, what, 1905 or whenever he went down to see the eclipse and the so-called confirmed general relativity by watching the star patterns. You take a star picture of the star patterns, you have to do that a different time of year at the exact location, and then you go back with your equipment when the solar eclipse occurs, and you take a picture with the sun blotted out, and then the stars should appear to move outwards. Well, the data was very, very manipulated because Eddington was extremely hot to prove general relativity and be the top physicist in the world type of guy. Einstein didn't believe it, by the way. He was looking for more theory in laboratory experiments, which never occurred. But anyway, this would be a chance for amateurs to get out there and disprove general relativity, which would knock the Big Bang out, which would bring in some of the work I realized when I was at Cornell was that general relativity was not true. And the whole basis of it is an assumption unproven. And so this would be a chance for amateurs to disprove general relativity by going out there and showing that this idea of the sun's gravity bending light, there is bending of light, but it's not due to gravity, and you can show it with proper scientific experimentation. But you never, ever see NASA. See, NASA, you never see them. I just looked all over here on this topic. They never talk about amateurs going out with good equipment and doing this experiment. Why not? Because they know it doesn't work.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be a good reason not to promote it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Why has NASA never said word one about amateurs going out with their nice telescopes that are very portable, better than what Eddington had, and with thousands of data readings would disprove general relativity?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. That's why we call NASA never a straight answer, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're promoting all kinds of animation now. Everybody's going to Mars, except it's odd. They stepped out of the Mars race about a week ago. They said, yeah, we can't go to Mars. We don't have enough money. And then there were all kinds of excuses. Oh, there's a potential bacteria there that might be deadly, so we can't go. There were like three different excuses that came out why NASA can't go to Mars. And but, you know, 2 months ago, that was their future. Their whole destiny was based on going to Mars. So but apparently they don't have any destiny now. But still funny. Got a paycheck.
They still get a paycheck. Absolutely.
Anyway, okay.
Well, if you had a question or comment for Professor McCanny, give us a call at 800-313-9443. We've got a break coming up here in less than a minute, Jim. The political landscape is just absolutely bizarre and crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dangerous. And that's what I want to tell people. A lot of people have relaxed because Trump was elected. But it's very, very, very dangerous. And Trump has a lot of protection around him, believe me.
He needs it.
Regular people. Yeah.
Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at The Liberty Man.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of August, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got two weekly radio shows. Tell us how people can listen live and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Thursday evening, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee. Also live streams from WWCR.com. And that's my commercial-free radio show, weekly show, in which I'll be talking about many topics. And then I have it re-airs many times. All the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and also I have my paid cast. It's a weekly podcast that's $3.95 a month. And I'm starting the Science of the Colburn series this week. So tomorrow night will be the first episode. That's something everybody's going to want to listen to. That's going to be a barn burner of a 10-part series, Science of the Colburn, on the paid cast. So all of that, how to listen, etc., on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good Good morning. Professor McKinney, you mentioned in recently and in the past that, that about the location of Atlantis being in the South China Sea. Do you think
yes.
there has been any relation to what's going on between China's artificial islands and United States? Saying, hey, you can't block that, you know?
No, I think that's more over fishing rights, but, you know, it could be in the background. You know, it's hard to say. China was very angry at the United States for the, all the military action. I reported about this, that I found out about the South China Sea deal. There's a couple sources. Arroyo Santos is a physics professor from Brazil who came up with the solution back in the 90s. It was brilliant the way he did this. And then also I was in a web page. I landed in by mistake, in a sense, in a secure naval web page. There's a Navy base for submarines in Northern Australia. And I got into this web page and they were literally excavating Atlantis with U.S. submarines in the South China Sea, and it was causing a lot of consternation with China. In the right in the shipping lanes there, it's the most it's the busiest shipping lane in the world, and it's very shallow. And here's the U.S. Navy in there with submarines excavating literally Atlantis, the mother continent of Atlantis. So there's been a lot of tension over that. And, of course, you don't hear that. I just saw another article, the 10 top places where Atlantis is, and, of course, it doesn't list that at all. It's a subject you will never see in the mainstream press. You'll see, you know, Santorini. You'll see, you know, the center of the Atlantic Ocean. Every place that it's not, they will list.
I've heard recently somebody say it was around Antarctica.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear everything. Antarctic was, you got to understand, Atlantis was a worldwide empire. And so they had colonies. Egypt was a colony of Atlantis. And I did a show a couple weeks ago talking about ancient sea levels. And it's very clear that Atlantis went under at around the 1500 BC era. That's when it happened. And it's very, very clear. And it was part of the Venus event, but remember, there were two Venus events. They were about 54 years apart, and the first one was not that bad. It didn't. The second one, it just took Earth into the... that's when the end of the Holocene period, the mastodons died off, the saber-toothed tigers. So, you know, and the Ice Age occurred, the glaciation. In about 2 to 3, maybe 6,000 years earlier, was the Noah's Flood, just to put it into perspective.
Hold that thought. We got a break.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Sharon. We appreciate it. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Minnesota on Saturday, August the 26th. Saturday, August 26th. We'll get a notice posted soon. It's an event sponsored by Steve Olson up there. And it'll be middle of the day up in Minnesota. We'll get some information on that soon on my website. Also, my website, of course, is The Energy Cleaner. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And I offer something your healthcare professional will probably never do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, for me to you personally. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads. I'm shipping one this morning to Georgia. Just got the order a few minutes ago. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hotline, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-5. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, we got another caller on hold here. We got Bill in New Jersey. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you there? Bill Monahan here. Hey, Doctor, love your stuff and listened to the Science Hour long before I heard of RBN. I want to talk about Trump a little bit. You said that Trump has protection, and I'm a little worried about what the Senate has done recently. You probably noticed that they've been, or maybe you haven't, that they passed Senate Bill 722 and Senate Bill 720, which is basically to try and make an impeachment move to blame the Russians for the Iran deal instead of Obama, you know, giving all the money in cash, you know, the Shah Iran's money. And they're going to make it so that they can entrap Trump, and they're going to direct the Department of Commerce and the Intelligence Committee's intelligence services to go after Iranian and Russian activity, and they're going to try and put the president in a box and trap him in there. And, you know, you guys know about that?
I don't myself. Jim, do you know about it?
No, but it's, like I say, it's a chess game. They're trying to, do this entrapment deal. They're trying to blame him for things that occurred, you know, before he was president. With the Iran deal, was Hillary Clinton and Obama, and the cycle was Hillary Clinton selling uranium through Uranium One, getting the $150 million kickback into the Clinton Foundation, 20% of our uranium to Uranium One, and going to Russia. Then Russia passed the nuclear material onto Iran, but it was Obama that lifted the sanctions and let them do that without enforcing the sanctions. That was all 100% Obama. So, I don't know how they're going to twist that around into Trump, but, you know.
Well, what they're doing, if people can look it up out there, if you want to see what's happening with these two Senate bills, they're basically finding a way to get Trump trapped down. The problem is that they're doing everything except for the space station. And Russia came out just now and said that, if you guys are going to do all that to us, we're not letting you in the space station. That's it. So now they're fighting about that. But and then Russia also said that come September, when all this gets implanted, this means that anyone who deals with the United States cannot deal with Russia, too, in any energy situation with their oil, their gas, or anything. And that puts a big burden on Russia. It'll break them. And Russia ain't going to deal with that. And come September, when this gets put in, they're not going to be broke. You know, this will destroy Russia, and Russia's not going to let that happen.
Well, yeah, but
we might, look, you know, what we might worry about is the war game Russia's having in September.
Excuse me. Well, we're heading into winter, and Europe has been faced with this before when the Ukraine deal was going on. Excuse me. Russia just simply cut off the natural gas pipeline to Europe, and they came crawling back immediately. So, you know, Russia's biggest customer is Europe, not the United States. We really don't buy much from Russia. So sanctions, and nobody else is going along with it. Russia has China and the BRICS nations and a vast trading network. And you know what? This is going to backfire. All it's going to do is hurt the United States. You know, and that's going to be the end result. These senators are desperate to try and make something with Russia, but everything they do paints the United States into a corner. So these are counterproductive, you know, or the sanctions themselves are going to push. Nobody wants to deal with the United States anymore. Nobody. Right. I travel internationally. Everybody hates the United States, and they don't want anything to do with them. And, you know, it's going to hurt the United States. Not, it's like the Brer Rabbit when they throw the rabbit into the briar patch and he's going, ooch, ouch, ooch, ouch. You know, that's what's going on. And he's laughing. Putin is laughing all the way to the bank because he's buying gold on the world market and the United States doesn't have a drop of gold. We have, through Obama and through these idiots in Congress, they're destroying the United States, and those other countries already have vast trading networks. Europe said immediately with the sanction, he says, we're not going to go along with it. So we don't have any partners. We don't have any partners in this sanction BS.
Right, right. That's what they're doing. It was a 98-2 vote. Only Rand Paul and Barry Sanders, were the nay votes.
Yeah.
All right, it's fellas. Just thanks hurt a lot. I'll let you go and move on with your show.
But anyway, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks right, for the comment. On. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the chess game in Washington is a very deadly game, and Trump is trying to operate in spite of it. And, you know, I think he should have come in his first 2 weeks and with a baseball bat and cleared everything out of Washington. But Congress is there. I mean, these deep state congressmen, when does Congress vote anything 98 to nothing unless it's a pay raise?
That typically does not happen. No, does not.
Yeah, so anyway. No, it's that just shows you how controlled Congress is. But they're going to isolate themselves because there's two other branches, the judicial branch and the executive branch. You know, so Congress, they're just, anyway, enough said.
Okay. You commented a week or two, Jim, ago, Jim, about the bizarre weather events in this country, especially rain. Unusual high levels of rain in some areas and near drought conditions, which is my neighborhood, by the way, near drought conditions in others.
Mm-hmm.
Any follow-up on that?
Well, now they're having a lot of heat waves, but I'll tell you something. If you look on a global scale, the temperatures around the tropics continue to be very cold. A lot of rain over the last 6 months, a lot of rain, torrential rain. It was funny. I was describing this and you had a caller from Hawaii call in. He goes, no, we're having a drought. And so, I don't know. It's the world weather is probably normal. If you look on a global scale, the thing that's humorous is we've had absolutely no hurricane activity in the Atlantic at all. We've had a couple little skirmishes out in the Pacific, but not a single. We've had, what, four named storms and five tropical depressions. That's it. We're in August. We're a few days away from midway through the hurricane season, and we have not had any hint of weather, and that's what I predicted. So the NOAA and the National Hurricane Prediction Center are going to have to modify their predictions here because they're batting zero.
Right. Well, that is, yeah, they're batting zero. That's a good analysis there, Jim. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, something that's very exciting in the world of science. There's a 747. It's called Cosmic Girl. It's a takeoff from Burt Rutan. Richard Branson, owner of Virgin Orbit now, this is another branch company. In Long Beach, they have a facility, an airport, literally their own airport. And this is, everybody talks about Elon Musk, you know, and all the stuff he's doing. But the guy to watch is Richard Branson. And he's had some big setbacks because he's much more independent. He's not locked in with the CIA like Musk and Fidelity and Google and all these other outfits, the military. Branson is just doing strictly tourist outer space stuff and communications, telecommunications. There's a lot to do in space without doing military stuff or supplying the space station. So anyway, that's very exciting. So people can look that up. that plane has just been certified. It's an old 747 from the Virgin Airways fleet, and they're refitting it to launch rockets. So that's what's very exciting. It's a runway to launch, and then the plane comes back and lands, and you can, you know, go up and have 10 launches a day. It's much more efficient than launching rockets, and you get rid of that big first stage is what the benefit is.
Well, why wasn't this done 40 years ago, Jim?
Because the whole purpose of NASA is to make going into space look impossible with, you know, a $20 billion budget. Here you have a 747 which you can get for a dime today. I mean, it's this old 747, refitted, recertified, and being able to launch. They go up to 35,000 feet, and they launch from there. They just bring the nose up, the rocket drops down, and it's just a bigger version of the Virgin Galactic launch plane, which is a smaller launch plane that actually can get up higher. It can get up to 50,000 feet, but it has a smaller payload. The thing with the 747 is you can really load that thing up. But I've said this all along, is that what they should have is actually a special airplane, which is just a big tube with a rocket in it and jet engines on it, and you get up to you could probably get up to 60,000 feet. So that's almost 12 miles. That's a fifth of the way to outer space, and that's the dense part of the atmosphere. Launch from there and come back and land on the runway. You could do that all day long. But they're making, this is the first step, taking an airframe that is already built, a 747, and they put it under the wing. And to answer your question, the military was doing that in World War II. Right out of World War II, they were doing that. And when Branson came along and won the SpaceX prize, military was all over it. And NASA begrudgingly started this program, which is just a back burner program, to launch from runways. And that's why it's too easy. Anybody, you and I could do it. John, if we had $1 million, we could have a launch system, start making money. And within 10 years, we'd be billionaires, and you and me, you know, with a small investment. Uh-huh. That's why they don't want to do it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, it's about time. We've spent all these decades looking at how impossible and ultra expensive it is when it never was in the first place, was it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Space has been the giant scam. This is the thing I always note. How many aerospace executives have ever wanted to go into space? You know, in spite of all the money they're making, they don't want to go into space. It might be dangerous. So they're comfortable sitting in their California office making $100 million, you know, over their lifetime on government contracts for space. And we've had less than 300 people go into outer space in this country. It's a joke.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, this new system of launching could change a lot of things, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because now you can have, and that what they're gunning for is tourism. You know, if they have people that they can pay, $100,000 a ticket, 10 people, you know, for a launch that takes them about 20 minutes, that's pretty good dough. That's a lot better use of that airplane than packing it full of 300 people that are paying $100 and, you know, all of the expense and problems that go with that. No, you have your own facility, Long Beach, California. The people come out there, you 10 people get in this thing. You're making $1 million on a 20-minute thing with a 747. That's good return.
I'd say so. Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got Hans in California. Good morning, Hans.
Yeah, howdy. I just want to mention my sister in Denmark. She was telling me about what's going to happen the 21st of now this month. And she told me that a lot of people from Denmark and Europe are going to fly over here just to see it.
The eclipse, right?
Oh, the eclipse, yeah.
Right.
Well, I wish them luck. And, you know, in fact, it's probably going to be a pretty crazy party.
It'll be a social event, yeah. It's a social event.
Yeah, the eclipse then, only lasts a few hours or a few minutes, you know.
And so, 2-3 minutes, yeah. I'd like to mention also that I do like to listen to Mr. McKinney. He doesn't tell us all this garbage, you know.
That's right. That's right.
No garbage here. Big circle with the line through it with a garbage can. No garbage here. Thank you.
And you know what? I've been listening to John Moore. We're going to have a new coastline. And hey, I was waiting for we were going to slip out to the ocean and have an island all by yourself. Now we can do like the Texans, get away from this phony money system, you know.
Well, all right. You know, that's, there are people that do that. They get a big boat and they go out on the ocean. I met many of them in my travels. I used to live in port towns, and these people just travel around the world, and you know, they just set sail and go into the sunset. They don't fill out papers, nothing. They just go, and that's it. I know doctors. I know all kinds of people that. You know, they planned, they got their money in a bank, they bought their big boat, and one day they go out and instead of taking a day sail, they just keep going.
All right. Hans, thank you for your call. Well, say hello to your sister when she gets here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Best of luck. Tell them to have a good time.
Yeah, Eclipse thing is going to be a big social event, a big party for most people, I believe, isn't it?
What's funny, John, is there'll probably be a lot of people that never see it because they're hungover from the night before.
They'd be too busy drinking and getting hungover. Here's our break. We have time for one or two calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
That's the perfect tailgating party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
On Wednesday, the 2nd of August, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got about 3 minutes here.
Oh, okay, John. Yeah, we're wrapping up here. Tomorrow night, I'll be talking also about this asteroid at, what is it, October 12th, going to be whizzing by Earth. NASA says will come 4,200 miles near to Earth. And they haven't seen this baby since 2012. So I'm wondering how they are making this prediction. It's absolutely absurd. I have a posting at the top of my webpage about this, and I'll be talking about it tomorrow night on my show. So that's really goofy. I actually got an email from a woman from JPL, and I didn't know she was from JPL. And I wrote back basically what I put on my webpage, and and she wrote back again, which was funny. But this is like a PR woman from JPL. But this is a bogus announcement. I really don't know what the plan is here. But something goofy is amiss, let's just put it that way. So I'll be trying to peel the onion layers off of this deal.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Well, the world continues to go in directions we never expected. And it gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it, Jim?
It certainly does. But anyway, I think a lot of people have relaxed since Trump got into office, and that's a good thing because we were hyperventilating. You were expecting the BLM to come crashing in your front door at any minute under Obama, and all that's gone away. So I think it's a good thing, but it comes at a price. So, yeah,
it does.
Keep our ear to the rail.
Well, it's not a time to let down your guard. And people should be continuing their preparations, don't you think, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And if nothing else, just for weather, flooding, or, you know, those things that happen, you don't have any control over.
That's right. That's right. There's always a threat of a solar event that could knock out our power grid, isn't there, Jim?
Yeah. Although the sun is super, super quiet. Let me tell you, it has not been doing anything for about 6 years. And right now it's perfectly quiet, nothing going on under the sun in that respect. But you know, that can change. We could have a comet come in, a big comet, by surprise. In 1 week, it all could be different.
That's right. That's right. Never let your guard down. Any final comments before we wrap up this segment, Jim?
No, I'm just really, really busy with the stuff I'm doing here. I want to complete it so that I have a little bit of breathing room here hopefully by the end of August. So I'm just burying myself in my work. It's a good time to do that. And so that's what I'm doing. It's probably one of the most productive times of my life, which, if you can imagine that.
Really?
As far as the many things that I'm doing on many different fronts that are all moving forward. So, this what I'm doing now is exceeds what I've done before, which is really wonderful. So I'm just happy as a scientist with a lot of time on my hands.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm glad to hear that, Jim. Well, I want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, as always. Look forward to having you next week.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.